This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Tim Hacera, Public Works Director for the City of Carlinville. Welcome to the show, Tim.
Welcome.
What we're going to discuss today is the water study agreement has had a major component enter into being a part of it, and we talked about this, the City of Jerseyville, but let's talk about the water study and what this is doing, and then we'll talk about where we're going in the future.
A bit of good news, Rick, has taken place in the last 2 or 3 weeks, and that is that we have the okay. We have the nod of approval from Jerseyville to go forward with the PER. PER is Preliminary Engineering Report. That is the component that I spoke with you about most recently that will allow us to complete the study to show the financial, what the cost per 1,000 gallons would be, and a lot of the other components that are tied in with a regional concept and the entities involved. So that's been very positive and a big step forward for continuing on with this.
We've all heard about city water, Carlinville, and stuff like that. And we were talking before we started the interview, things like these big rains we had. It really makes it hard to treat water and things like that, and thus why you're looking for these other, shall we say, sources of water.
What's taken place in the last 2 weeks is a perfect example of the vulnerability of surface water. Not to mention that we have the plagued with E. coli, contamination, drought susceptibility. Well, now, and it's the exact opposite of the drought susceptibility, which, in fact, because of the quantity of rain that we received, we actually shut down the water supply from Lake One at our water plant on Sunday morning, after when it was raining so much, and fed out of our tanks and towers while we went through the process and switched over to Lake Two water. Lake Two water was less than half the turbidity of Lake One. Lake One was going to push us to the limit very quickly of where we would have been out of compliance and violation with the EPA as far as turbidity on our filters, on our effluent, and we made the decision to switch that over. And Lake One today, while I'm having this interview with you, is still to the point where it's so turbid we can't switch it back. All good reasons for why we're doing what we're doing and looking forward for the future of the safe drinking water for Carlinville and other communities in the county.
And this all goes to the study that's coming up, and with the City of Jerseyville in on it, this, I guess you say, engineering study. How long has that taken? What will they be doing to, finalize this?
The PER will assess the most viable options for reliable water supply for Carlinville and other entities. The other entities will be Jerseyville, Jerseyville Rural Water, Fosterburg, and we've had some other communities express interest, and they're watching what's going on. And the preliminary assessments will, the likelihood of regional system that would include them other entities and yield the most effective solution for long-term reliable water source. That's what the study, in a nutshell, without getting into the nuts and bolts and, you know, maybe too much information.
Now, the study, how long is it projected to take for them to know?
It may take... We've applied for a grant to pay for the preliminary engineering report. As of recent, Jerseyville agreed to be a part of the process, which was the very exciting part for us. And we believe within the next 2 or 3 months that this study should be complete enough to have something where to be hard copy and presentable.
This hard copy you're talking about, they do the engineering, I guess, as you've told us in past interviews, it's sort of all centering around water that would come from near the Illinois River, right?
Yes.
Is that then people will sit back and go, okay, here's what it says, and we do it, or what happens after the engineering study is presented?
Obviously, the trying to explain this to you in an interview is giving the overview, the very, very brief description. But what it's going to do is it's going to give the entities involved the cost per 1,000 gallons. It won't cost the city of Carlinville, the city of Jerseyville, Jerseyville Rural Water, or Fosterburg, that the entities that are involved right now, that are the interested parties. Once this is done, if the regional concept would go on, the entity would be formed as a regional group. There would be a representative from each community involved, as a representative from that community. At that point, the entity will absorb all the costs for the infrastructure, for the building of the plant, for the extra well fields, for whatever. Then the entity would, which is formed by these communities, that communities would purchase the water. I hate to give out numbers right now, but I will tell you this. There's the per cost, the very preliminary cost per 1,000 gallons for production. If we were to go with this well field, well situation in the regional concept, would be considerably less than what each community or each entity is paying for the water per 1,000 gallons right now.
Which is a big savings to every consumer.
Absolutely.
The entity that we talk about, it would have to get its own name and so forth if it moves forward. Would they be eligible for grants and stuff too, or how are they going to fund getting this going if it comes to fruition?
Excellent question. And the reason why is what we have found out in the past several months, year or two, is that the lending, the grant, the way the grants are structured, the grant process, and the lending institutions are much more interested in dealing with us as a regional concept, a regional group, than they are individually. For that fact alone, we've actually had a couple lending and funding sources come to us since we've started this, saying, we want in. We will be a part of this with you. Things like that don't happen normally.
And thus, that's why the city of Carlinville has been having problems trying to maybe get, you know, their water situation straightened out, because they're just one entity, and therefore the grants and so forth aren't as easy to obtain as if you're dealing with all these people in a large area.
That's right. Basically, in a nutshell, the PER shall address the Regional Water Commission with anticipation of finding the cost sharing of each entity, guidelines on how to form the commission, and will set out the what each commissioner will be responsible for, and basically that they maintain within their own guidelines. Where will Carlinville stop and start? Where will Jerseyville Rural Water stop and start? Where would Jerseyville stop and start as far as their maintenance, their commitments? Who's going to run the plant? And a lot of that stuff's been addressed already too.
I believe in your past interviews, sort of like the main component might be, since they already have the quote pipe work, Jerseyville has some of the infrastructure already per se.
That's correct. A significant stepping stone in this process is the fact that Jerseyville has an established well field and has access to more property in that well field to be able to expand and have pump the amount of gallons per day that's necessary and needed for a regional entity.
Basically, I guess then what we're looking at now as far as updates, early summer, something like that, probably some hard figures will be around, and then I guess we'll go from there.
Yes, sir.
Tim and Sarah, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thanks, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.